Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
I was saying earlier this morning that I thought that as a show we needed to redefine our relationship with Kim Zolciak. You know, we sort of have like, it's not like she's talking to any show when she calls us. I mean, she lives here. We talk to her a lot. We see her out. And I felt like we had something a little special. And all this stuff is like in the tabloids and just been calling to get her on. And she's like, I'm just not talking about it now.
Right.
But it's not, we're not anybody.
We're the Bert Show.
We're friends. We're the Bert Show, man. And she's been avoiding us, but she's on today. She's hanging out. Hey, Kim.
Hi, I've not been avoiding you.
Come on.
I just, you know, was put up against the wall in a crazy position, and I do have two little girls, so I didn't have much time to really process all that I was going through. So I did the Life and Style article and thought that that should be enough, but clearly it's never ending.
All right, so the rumor now is, and all of this is a good thing for you and a bad thing also. I mean, you got to be a little bit split when stuff like this comes out, because it gains you publicity. It's good for the show. It's good for your wig line and good for anything else that you're doing professionally. So you got to be a little bit split when these...
Sometimes when things happen, it's good, but this is far personal. So I don't see any gains for my wig line. I mean, other than, like you said, the publicity, but I do have two little girls. I am a mother, a daughter, a sister, et cetera. And it's been a situation where, you know, it was a one-time deal and it's just blown up. And then I don't know who's running rampant with the story, but it's insane.
Okay. Now, some have no idea what you're talking about. So the one-time deal that you're talking about is what?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, I mean, Tracy, you know, and I work together on my remix. We spend a ton of time together and, you know, things happen. That's it. And then I guess, whoever felt the need, only two people knew about it, whoever felt the need to run to the press with it, there you have it.
Okay, so you're working with this producer, Tracy. You guys were working with each other for how long and becoming friendly with each other for how long?
Oh, I met her in December, and in March? So, I mean, we hung out a ton with that music. She was going to do the new track of my new song, and I mean, she's great. She's my friend.
Did you start to develop feelings for her? Was this like one night, one bottle of wine over some tracks, and then you both look at each other and it surprised you and it surprised her?
Kim, have you ever done anything with one bottle of wine?
or a case?
It didn't take a whole bottle of wine. It was nothing like that. It was just that she was a great girl. I've never been in a situation like this where I've, you know, she's cute and fun and it happened. I mean, it's that simple, really.
But you said it's a one-time deal. So she hit on you. It happened one time. That was it. But somebody
it's not
leaked the story.
A relationship, or it is a relationship?
No, it wasn't. I mean, however you want to look at it, relationship, friendship. However, we became close throughout that time. And then, like I said, I mean, it is what it is. It's been very confusing for me. So that's probably why I didn't want to talk about it. Because when I get asked questions, I'm not really sure what I'm thinking and feeling, to be honest with you. It's kind of a different. I've never been in this situation. I have tons of girlfriends who have been in this situation, and they've been incredible, but I'm just trying to work it out myself kind of thing.
Well, Melissa could probably help you with some of this stuff here.
Well, I just feel like she had a crush on you. You know, I think she was, I mean, I know y'all are friends, but my interpretation, if she is a lesbian, like an out lesbian, that she got a crush on you working with you, and she worked it and got, you know, was able to achieve what she wanted to achieve, and then you freaked out, and so she's going to back off a little bit. But I think she's
What are you insinuating, that this was just physical for Tracy?
No, I think she's in love with her.
Oh, okay.
I think Tracy's probably in love with you, but she's, you know, she's going by your direction, like what you want to do. But
I recently, just the reason why I think this story hit yesterday was just because it's a lot for me to handle. Like I said, I do have a 13-year-old mm-hmm. who's in school, who's having a hard time. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what, Tracy, for now, I just can't communicate with you. Like, I've got to focus on work, and, you know, I just can't communicate. And that was yesterday. And then an hour later, Radar Online, Perez, et cetera, just rent and rampant with the story.
Okay, so there are two things to cover here. Has Tracy told you that she loves you?
Yes.
And the second part of it
is... And I say it too, like, I'm like, I love you too, girl. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was just kind of naive, you know. I don't know how...
So you thought the I love you was more of a, we're bonding friendship. I love you. I love you too.
And she's in love with Kim. How old is Tracy? If you don't mind me asking.
40.
She's 40. Yeah, she's 40. She knows what she's doing. She's totally in love with Kim.
But when you're gay and you get involved in a relationship with a woman that's been straight up until this point, aren't these sort of the hazards of the whole thing?
Yeah, I would not do that. That's what I did in my 20s. You know, chase after straight girls in my 20s. No, you know better. I mean,
you would not touch what? Because that was about to be a great scene.
I was clearly aware of, I mean, what I was doing and the friendship and how much time we were spending together. There was no, like, I was naive and had no idea. I don't want to put it off on her like that, but she...
But I am. I'm a lesbian. I mean, I'm saying a 40-year-old out lesbian knows what she's doing, and I think that she knows better.
I had a connection with her, for sure, and that's what I said. You know, I had a connection with her, and it is what it is, unfortunately. You know, sometimes, I mean, things happen behind closed doors, unfortunately. All my stuff's always out there. Mm-hmm. I just am having a hard time because it was so quick. Like, it was like, it happened, and then bam!
Mm-hmm. Well, the rumor that's I was circling around today is that she was the one who broke it off because you kept going back to Big Papa.
I've been with Big Papa. He's fully aware of the situation. He's been incredibly supportive, actually. Mm-hmm. We weren't together for a while. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he's one of the first people I told. Mm-hmm. And he's been incredibly supportive of it. And although it's been difficult, you know, there's nothing to break off. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Is Big Papa looking at this like, okay, well, maybe this would be a good opportunity for a little hers and hers and his? Or is he like, are you really emotionally into her? And are you thinking about this is the rest of your life you're going to be with her?
No, he was like, what? You know, like, what are you talking about or whatever? And, you know, we've talked in depth about it. And, no, it wasn't really like that. We spent a lot of time together. I did have a connection with her. I'm not invalidating that by no means. A different connection, like, that I didn't have with my other girlfriends or other friends. And I've never, like I said, been with a woman before in my life. So it was strange. And we were spending all this time together, and it happened. It's really that simple. And then whoever, gee, I don't know who, because only two people knew about it, it goes out in the press.
Who were the two people that knew about it?
Clearly the two people that were involved. And now, you know, like I said, when I said mm-hmm. yesterday, that it's just, we just need to not communicate. And there's so much drama surrounding this. And I just said, you know, for right now, I got to focus on my girls. And my 13-year-old had a lot of unanswered questions. I told her I had to. It was, you know, about the story and all this stuff. I need to focus on other things and just kind of let this stuff go.
So logically, what you're saying here is that you had this one night thing with Tracy, and you think she went to the press and she went to the tabloids with it.
I mean, or she told, you know, she could have told somebody.
Somebody
I mean, I don't, you know, only two people knew about it, so I certainly didn't tell people. And,
well, it's not fair to you. I mean, I'm in defense of Kim on this. It's not fair to you because, I mean, look at the emotional stress it's putting on you and your family, you know, where, yeah, and I think that Tracy, I mean, I hope she didn't go to the press with this. I know you hope she didn't go to the press with this, but I do think that her feelings are far more intense for you than yours are for her. And you just know that. 40-year-old lesbian who has slept with you, she and still is around you, and is if she's still telling you how much she loves you, and she's still you know kind of talking in your ear about how she wishes it could happen again or anything, whatever she's telling you, then it's coming from where she's in love with you. So you got to either know that and handle that, or kind of walk away from it.
What's the last communication that you had with her? Did you say to her, "Look, we got to end this thing right now. I'll call you inevitably someday," or where is it right now?
No, I mean, there's been other drama surrounding the situation with her. So I just said, look, like, wow, settle on down. It's not good that we communicate. You know, this is just blown up like crazy, and I just think it's best. I said, I don't ever really want to talk to you again. I said, I don't appreciate all this stuff. I haven't had time. I made it very clear to her because I was a little bit concerned that this would happen. And like I said, I do have daughters, and it's hard already in middle school. So I was... you know, fearful that this would happen, which is fine. It happened. I told the truth, and I just wanted to move on. So now I'm in a position clearly where, you know, I tell her very clearly, like, look, we don't need to be speaking. And like, she's saying she did my music career. Candy's handling my, you know, doing my tracks and all that stuff. But so there's a bunch of other stuff going on with her regarding the situation. I just said, look, let's just not talk and not communicate. I don't want to hear from you. I was quite angry, actually.
Is she trying to talk you into a relationship with her?
We spent, you know, like I said, we spent a lot of time together. And so, I mean, a lot of time together. We would travel together. We would do appearances together as well.
I know, but I'm saying from her perspective, you know, I'm just wondering if one of the reasons you're like, you know what, enough, is she's gotten really intense on you since it happened.
There's been a lot. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a great way to word it.
Yeah. Melissa's the lesbian whisperer.
Well, no, yeah. I'm a 40-year-old lesbian, and if I was single and I was, like, really trying to get with a straight girl, I'm totally in love. I'm going above and beyond to try to get with her. I am totally in love. You know what I mean? I'm not just casually doing this. So that's all I'm asking is she probably now all of a sudden thinks you all are a couple and you're, you know, that she helped create you and, you know, you travel together and now, you know, you've been an item for a long time. And so that's my interpretation.
She, you know, Big Papa would say to me, Kim, this is crazy. Like, you're with her here, you're with her there, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's okay. Like, I travel with my girlfriend, my best friend Jody could go with me, I take her. You know, and so he's like, are you sure? I think she likes you. I'm like, no, she doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It was kind of that way. And then, you know, it's kind of an unfortunate situation. I adore her. She's a great girl. I just feel like somebody ran with it. They did it. I came out, like I said, I told the truth. It's not been easy, you know, and that's it. And I just want to move on. I don't want any further communication, whether or not from a standpoint that I don't respect her. It's just too difficult for my daughter, my 13-year-old, and they will always come first. So it's just easier for me to cut you off, have a night, you know, best of luck to you, and call it a day.
So officially it is over now.
Yeah, there's not even going to be a friendship. There just can't mm-hmm. be. I mean, right. How can mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Trust somebody in a situation like this as well? Like, you know, some things that go on behind closed doors need to stay that way. Although I'm comfortable talking about it, I'm not embarrassed, nor am I ashamed.
Right.
But like I said, I do have children and a family and stuff, you know? I mean, so it is what it is.
Straight girls have been trained our whole life to notice when guys are trying to pick you up and when guys are trying to get with you. But, like, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. a different thing because you think it's just a friend trying to be your friend.
You know? I have a lot of, you know, lesbian friends. And I shared this story with one. I was like, wow, this is crazy, you know, when it happened. And they were like, what? Kim, are you kidding? They were like, floored. And I, like I said, you can't blame it on the wine. Yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing. It wasn't let, you know, I don't believe in all that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't intoxicated. And, you know, I did have a couple glasses of wine, but I was clear on what I was doing mm-hmm. In the situation. So I don't want to invalidate that or, you know, I want to take the high road and tell you I was very aware.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim, we appreciate you finally coming on with us.
Yes, thank you, Kim.
We
just needed a little time, you guys. It had nothing to do with you personally because I just needed some time to kind of...
I was taking it personally because...
Prep my mom, dad, daughters, you know, that
right.
sort of thing.
Right. Sure.
Well, the important people.
You get the people in your life prioritized, okay?
Appreciate that.
All right, Kim, thanks
Have
a lot.
Have a good day, you guys.
All right,
thanks.
Kim, bye.
That's Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta right there, and I can guarantee you that story's going to be in all the tabloids later on today.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.